Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 26th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon's third quarter earnings beat analyst estimates, but its revenue and fourth quarter outlook fell short of expectations. Revenue hit $56.6 billion versus the $57.10 billion estimated, and the company gave its important holiday included fourth quarter revenue guidance between $66.5 and $72.5 billion, also below the expected $73.79 billion. In good news, total revenue increased 29% from last year. North American sales were $34.3 billion, up 35% from last year, although international sales grew just 13% to $15.5 billion. Amazon Web Services jumped 46% in sales, narrowly missing expectations. And in Amazon's other category, which includes its advertising business, it jumped 123% to $2.5 billion in revenue. In other good news, net income grew more than 10x from the year-ago period to a record high $2.8 billion, marking the fourth straight quarter of more than $1 billion in profits. Google parent company Alphabet reported its third quarter earnings on Thursday. Earnings per share $13.06 versus the $10.42 expected, but revenue came in at $33.7 billion versus the $34.04 billion expected. Alphabet's overall revenues were up 21% year over year, but on its earnings call, the company said revenues were affected by the strength of the U.S. dollar in the third quarter. Google's advertising business accounted for 85.8% of its revenue, not a big surprise, hitting $28.95 billion in the third quarter, a 20% increase year over year. In Alphabet's other revenues category, which includes its cloud and hardware sales, the company reported $4.64 billion, up 29% year over year, but under last quarter's 37% increase. Samsung is in talks with Verizon to launch a 5G Galaxy S10 in the U.S., sources tell Bloomberg. The standard S10, codenamed Beyond, would feature an OLED screen curved on both sides, round-shaped corners, and almost no bezel at the top or bottom, the sources say, although a cheaper model is also said to be in the works. The foldable screen device is said to be codenamed Winner, which wouldn't have a fingerprint sensor due to technical difficulties unique to those flexible screens, but would have an extra 4-inch screen on the outside, allowing users to enjoy basic features, checking email, checking messages, without having to flip the phone open. A source also says that Samsung and Google have been working on developing a special version of Android for the phone, but might not be able to launch that until Q2 of next year. In its triennial publication of exemptions to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, Carla D. Hayden, the Librarian of Congress, on recommendation from Karen A. Temple, the Acting Register of Copyrights and Director of the U.S. Copyright Office, included an exemption for repairs and maintenance. That exemption would apply to smartphones, tractors, cars, and home appliances, allowing a user to break DRM for, quote, the maintenance of a device or system in order to make it work in accordance with its original specifications, end quote. Another change expanded the exemption for unlocking used phones and tablets to apply new devices as well, and the exemption for jailbreaking a device was expanded to smart speakers. The rules go into effect October 28th. In response to Apple CEO Tim Cook, who spoke out against data collection at a keynote speech during the International Conference of Data Protection and Privacy Commissioners Conference in Brussels Wednesday, former Facebook Chief Security Officer Alex Stamos tweeted that Apple needs to come clean about how it blocks ways to provide secure ways to access apps in China. Stamos said, quote, "We don't want the media to create an incentive structure that ignores treating Chinese citizens as less deserving of privacy protections because a CEO is willing to badmouth the business model of their primary competitor who uses advertising to subsidize cheaper devices." Stamos was talking about Google, of course. Sources tell TechCrunch that Facebook is building an app called Lasso to let users record and share videos of themselves lip-syncing or dancing to licensed music. If that sounds like Musical.ly or TikTok, which Musical.ly has been rolled into, that's because it is. One source said, "It's full screen, built for teens, fun and funny, and focused on creation." The team developing it is under Facebook's principal lead product designer, Brady Voss. App Annie ranks TikTok as the number 5 iPhone app in the U.S. AT&T, which owns WarnerMedia, Turner, and Warner Brothers Digital Networks, announced Friday that its Filmstruck streaming service of indie, art house, and classic films will shut down on November 29th. The service stopped allowing signups on Friday, October 26th. The move comes after Warner Brothers Digital Networks' Drama Fever, a subscription VOD service specializing in Korean dramas, shut down on October 16th. And a week ago, Turner announced that it was shuttering the digital content and TV studio Super Deluxe. And finally, earlier this year, Microsoft announced it was acquiring GitHub for $7.5 billion, and today that acquisition is complete. GitHub is a large code repository, very popular resource for developers and companies for hosting projects, documentation, and code. Apple, Amazon, Google, and lots of other big tech companies currently use GitHub, and Microsoft says it will continue to operate GitHub independently as a business. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.